Blessings to you, blessings to the world. We have a different tune given to us by a group member and shared with me. She sent a text of her singing it. So let's give it a try. And there's a word or two that is a little different, but more, I think, more inclusive that was in her version. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. One more. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. One second. Was so thrilled to receive her little voicemail, her little voice message. And I was thrilled not only because the tune is much better than what I was singing, which was more like a chant, but so thrilled because it was evidence that somebody took it on and put their own tune to it. And maybe every single one of you has done that. But she sent me the version of it, and so that's what I've been singing day and night. I wake up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and that's what's in my head is that tune. And so, again, maybe every single one of you has done exactly that. Put it to tune. Again, always the application, the making it your own. That's what the path is all about. It's about how do I awaken? How do me, this individuality, this unique individuality, what is my path? And so it is all, no matter what the tradition, it's about how does each of us make it our own. And so I was just so thrilled. And we'll do it again. Excuse me. So that if anybody wants to use this version for the world. She's also working on a couple more verses. Well, one more verse with lines about children and the displaced, and one other thing that I can't think of right now. So again, making it one's own, I mean, these words came from somebody who, and not the Buddha, although that person was a Buddhist, they came from somebody who was praying one day and then thought to make up a little image on the computer and put it on Facebook, and that's how we ended up with it. So making it one's own. Really walking the path. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. How about we unmute those who want to, and we'll do it three times, unmuted as a chorus, so to speak. And that will be on the record. And then when anybody listens to this recording, they'll receive that group field singing the song. So if you want to, unmute. I'm going to clear my throat again. All together now. May the broken be healed. May the may happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the broken be and may the happiness return to those in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may the world be at peace. May the broken
be restored. May happiness return to those in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. May our world be at peace.
Beautiful. We could hear people's variations in their internet signal. That's fun. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath with the whole world. A world in change. Each of us constantly changing. On every level. We smile as seasons change. As night changes into day, and we are assured The day will change into night. And that spring will give way to summer, which will give way to fall and give way to winter. Change is the only constant. Change and the space all around us, which is the absolute same as the space outside our windows and doors, which is the absolute same as the space around the sun and a distant galaxy. And that is constant. Nothing can change space. It is immutable, indestructible. But other than that, everything changes constantly. And just about everything is changing right now in our world and in process of change. And so we sing and we pray that that change is towards a good, a goodness, a beneficence. We are the youngest kingdom on our planet. We are so young in what we do and how we do it. We're always learning. And we tend, as human beings, as a collective, it seems that there's a quality about tantrum in our orientation, as well as a quality of play. Two extremes. And those who, in any given moment, are playing and enjoying and delighting and in moment and the world and their company, it's hard for them to understand the one that's the child that's having a tantrum. Because it seems usually to be about nothing but a craving and a clinging. A wanting. And all of us who've been parents, we've witnessed this. If one of our children gets to that point and Not that all of them did. Mine never did. Actually, as I think about it, nothing appeases them. Nothing appeases a child when it gets in a state like that. It's a worthwhile analogy as we look at what's going on in the world, promoted, fostered, reified by human beings. Because the majority of human beings are playing, are abiding in the beauty, enjoying one another. And enjoying companionship and collaboration. And then somewhere there's somebody having a tantrum. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. And so we smile with it all and really think about that analogy and think about for ourselves. There's a tantrum that just stands there with a scowl on the face. It doesn't move no matter what. Just don't move. You have to physically pick this child up to move this child. Like a rock, this child just gets like a rock, a scowl on the face. And then there's the ones that kick and scream, get on the floor and just kick and scream. So there's variations on the theme, is the point. And so as we take this analogy and through the day, my friends, through the day, check in with yourself. Is that a tendency? Is that within you still as an adult, or not, or it never was in this life? And there's play, collaboration, singing a joyful song. There is beauty, there is beatitude, and that's your demeanor. And we want to review the variations on the themes so that we catch some of the subtleties too. Within ourselves, that's contemplation, observation, contemplation. Because again, we are one among 8+ billion people of our species, and anything and everything that each human being does, thinks, lives from, that is of wholeness, warm-heartedness, self-illumination, insight, and such fosters the same within the whole. So we smile with that. That's a fact. That's just energy and collective consciousness. That's a fact. And all of us know that. So we smile again. Each of us matters, and each of us matters 24 hours, 7 days a week. And that can be felt like a big responsibility, or it can be felt like just being a human being on Mother Earth. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath again with all beings. Every blade of grass, every plankton, every being breathing. We take a long, slow, deep breath together with all beings. I breathe with our Mother Earth. Great gratitude for this breath, for life itself. Love you all. Create your day and create a beautiful one. Love you.